Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Today we have an awesome show with a father and daughter combination. You are going to love it. You know, today is going to be an awesome program. I love this whole month, Chrissy. We're talking about fathers, because Father's Day is this month. In fact, Father's Day is this weekend.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there, the daddies. Man, thank you, Jesus, for good fathers.
I know it. I got to know my father late in his life. When he was 60, I gave him his first Bible.
Wow.
And I was able to bring him to church. And so it was a great great memory there, and I was able to spend time with him before he slipped into heaven. So
I love that.
What a great idea. It's good that we have godly fathers on the earth, but our Heavenly Father is the best.
Oh, he so is. Full of wisdom to share. All we have to do is ask our Heavenly Father to impart his wisdom, and that's what he's doing through this ministry. We're teaching people all over the world about the goodness of God, and have a great testimony too.
Okay.
I'd love to share from Sky. I love that name, Sky.
It
says, I've been listening to your teaching for almost a year now, and my mind is continuously being transformed to the knowledge and wisdom of Christ. It really makes you think and reflect on how God does things and how God wants you to do things His way. It starts on how you receive His word and see it through His lens. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for this word, Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy. Your teachings truly invoke me to focus on His word and not on this world that we live in. Truly, a transformed mind is the start of a transformation of a believer who knows how to handle things in life, not short-circuit, but always full of power and authority, even though challenges come your way. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
Goodness.
This was so good.
Sky can preach.
Yeah, I know. This was jam-packed all about the goodness of our Heavenly Father.
And I know they're learning so much on all the different platforms, all the different programs that we do on the ministry, and that's all brought because of our beautiful partners.
Oh, I love it.
They help us do everything we do. So partners, thank you so much. We always like to give recognition to you for doing that. And those of you that are watching that are not a partner, there's always information on the screen how you can do that. There's different ways to give.
Helping reach people, change lives,
one soul at a time.
That's the best. So good.
Yeah, it's so good. And today we're so excited to have some new ones on the program today. We're going to welcome Clarence and Jayla Jordan to Studio C. This precious father and daughter are such blessings to us. Clarence, his wife Java, and Jayla have been part of Covenant Church family for over 7 years and serve as talented singers on our Covenant Church worship team. They are here today to share how worshiping together as a family has increased their faith and strengthened their relationship. Thank you guys for coming in.
There they are. And so color coordinated and beautiful.
I should have expected that.
Of course.
Always sharp. Always look sharp.
Always.
She's a trendsetter.
Yes, she sure is. Both of them are.
Yeah, and I'm so excited because, I mean, you're such a young, beautiful young woman. You're just, I think, are you in your first year of college? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because I know that you just seem like you just graduated, and so it's good that you come back still, even though you're in college, you come back sometimes on the weekends, and now you're here probably for the summer.
Yes, that's
and
good
get to
stuff.
See you on the worship team again.
Yeah, I love worshiping with you, Jayla. You're just so powerful. Your voice is anointed, and I got to be with you a few years as you were in high school. Now seeing you grow into the young, beautiful young lady you are, and to share this the platform with your dad too, also on the worship team. That's awesome. Such a blessing. Yes.
Yeah, and then I know you started singing at the church at the youth group, and you served as a leader in the youth ministry as well, right?
Yes,
did you enjoy that?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I always love to share and help teenagers anywhere I can, anything that God gives me to share with them and encourage them and strengthen them.
Yeah, and I know
well.
You preach there, too. I hear that you do a good job.
Yes, I do. That's what
I'm usually kind of busy
when that goes on. Yeah, he shucked the corn, boiled the potatoes.
Boiled the potatoes. That's the good stuff.
Lay out a meal for the kids.
Yes.
But I can imagine that you bring the joy of the Lord, too, as well. Because every time I see you, you seem to have a smile on your face. You're happy, man.
Yes. Yeah, love being, just watching you both, you know, celebrating fathers. I know we talked a little bit on the phone about the testimony of Jayla before she was born. It's so powerful, and I believe it's going to uplift people. We'll talk about you worshiping together, but that was such a beautiful story. Will you share a little bit about that?
Yes, so Jayla, we call Jayla our miracle child. My wife, Java, and I, we were married in 2001, and we was trying to have a baby probably like in 2004, and you know, she don't mind me sharing. She had a couple of miscarriages, and we was kind of just praying and praying. So we went on a marriage retreat, and at our former church, the marriage elders prayed with us on the marriage retreat that we would have a baby. And we prayed and asked God if He was to give us a child that we would dedicate him or her back to him. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, the next year, Jayla was born in 2005. So we dedicated her back to the Lord, and we told God that whatever he would have her to do, that we would give her back to him. And yes. God just blessed us with Jayla, and she is a wonderful child.
She's a miracle girl.
Sure did. Yes, she is a miracle. Yes. Didn't they say that she might have had some complications along the way, but that didn't look how beautiful she is, and here she is.
Yep, during that time. Yeah, during that time, they say that Jayla would have Down syndrome, that she wouldn't be a normal child. They did all kinds of tests and everything, but we continue to pray, and we believe God that God would give us a healthy child, and he did.
Come on. Just goes to show those powerful prayers. Yes. Just like the word says, gather the elders of the church, lay hands, and look at the miracle that's sitting with us. It's beautiful.
I love seeing you interact, and of course, with your beautiful, sweet wife. Yes. She's so kind and precious. Yes. I love that y'all are a family together, serving the Lord in church, and been here for 7 years, but it seems like longer.
Yes.
But I know that I loved when I saw Jayla, you get on the platform. I was talking to Renee. I want to see some of those young ones up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you stepped up there, I know you have that beautiful, deep voice.
Yes.
It's so... You don't expect it that. So cute little petite girl.
We were just talking about that, huh?
Deep voice.
Yeah.
But do you enjoy singing?
I love singing. I realize that that is such a gift that God has given me. And I've learned to use that to help others. But it's also helped me in, like, my darkest moments. I will say when I started in the youth group with worship, I was very shy and timid. They would have to like encourage me all the time, like, Jayla, you got this, you got this. But I would be like, I don't know, I'm nervous. It's my first time doing this. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to do. And they guided me through the process. And throughout the years and over time, I got more confident. Mm-hmm. And that's when they were like, you should sing at the big church and for like the live streams and stuff. And I was like, that's a big step to take. I was like, I'm not sure. They were like, we would love to have some younger people up there to show the love of God through singing. And I was like, I would love to, but I don't know if I'm fit for it yet. I didn't feel like I was ready. But I'll never forget, I think it was for Christmas. It was my first time singing up there. I was super nervous. But after getting up there and just singing my heart out for the Lord, I noticed, I was like, this is where I'm meant to be. Yeah. This is what God has called me to do. Mm-hmm. And from that day forward, I was like, I'm going to keep doing this. I want to keep singing. And that was the day that I actually chose singing to be my career.
Wow.
And I'll say, if I had never stepped forward to do that in the beginning, I don't think I would be where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. Me being a part of worship has helped me through so much internally, through school, through making the right decisions. It helped me to get closer with God, have a better relationship with God by serving Him, serving my Father, my Heavenly Father, through the gift that He's given me.
That's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, I love hearing that. Awesome.
You know, it's so unusual to have a young person feel that way, and I know it's because you've had great parents to help you. Mm-hmm. What do you like being a father?
So I enjoy, like I said, God giving me a child that I can share ministry with, you know, and there's the scripture that say, train up a child in the way that it should go.
Right.
When they are old, they will not depart from the faith. So I love that she's in ministry.
Yes.
You know, like you said, even when we pass on and go to be with the Lord, I know she has that component, that spiritual component that can keep her. So that's one of the joyous things that I believe a father can have, is to have their child growing up in ministry in church.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I enjoy the
most. That's the proper perspective. You know, a lot of men just, they lose track. They don't realize how important they are to their children's lives. Mm-hmm. I know your father is such
a great example
of a wonderful, godly father.
He sure is.
And God's brought him such a long way, a great miracle right there.
Oh, but yes.
Fathers are so important in the family, and it's good to have a strong father. In fact, my daughter and Jesse and I were on a program last year about this time, and I think they're airing it on the broadcast this year.
Are.
It was so much fun, but she brought up the fact and how there's not a lot of strong men sometimes around, even in the church sometimes, just in society in general. And when men are, it's okay to be a strong man and still be loving and kind. I can see that you're a strong man, but you're still a loving father, a great husband. And what a great example. So I'm so glad y'all took the time to be with us today on the program. I know this is something new for you. Yeah. You haven't done it before, but I know that it's blessing people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And strengthening them just to see this beautiful relationship that God, miracle baby.
Yeah, yeah, your
and
miracle
then she's
baby.
Stepping into her calling because her parents loved on her, put her in a place where she can remain in church. You know, you started out in church and you were somewhere else when y'all prayed for her for a child, and you stayed in close to the Lord. You can tell that. It's been an important part of your life. Knowing Jesus is everything.
It sure is. I love it. And I also love this aspect of your story that Jayla actually came first, right, to a youth event. Mm-hmm. And then you prayed and decided to all. Isn't that awesome? So look, you train up a child in the way she would go, then she's going to bring you through. A child will lead them to covenant church. But can you share a little bit about that? Because I know you were young. Were you in middle school at the time or maybe just in
high school? I think I was in seventh grade.
Okay.
I kind of remember this story. Mm-hmm. One of my childhood best friends had brought me to one of the youth events, and we were making cranberry muffins. I still remember that.
That's good stuff.
And I met some of the youth that I still talk to today. And I also met Pastor Jonathan. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, it was 3 years later, I came back, you know, just to see the church again because I really wanted to come back. And he remembered me. The youth remembered me. Everyone was so welcoming when we came to church, and I thought to myself, this is the church for us. Mm-hmm. This is the church. Because in that time period where we weren't at a church home, I kind of was, you know, reflecting on, okay, where is my relationship with God now that I'm not getting that spiritual food every day or as much as I used to? And I was like, what can I do now? What can I do? And I'm like, wait, we have a church home right where we stay at. Why don't we go there?
Yeah.
And I kept asking my parents, like, do y'all want to go? And they were like, yeah, we'll go. And then they came a couple of times and they were like, we also think this is our church home. And I was like, yes.
Good choice.
So I was so excited. I was like, I really want to be a part of this church and their ministry. Everyone was so welcoming, so sweet, mm-hmm. So encouraging, so loving. And I am so grateful that I chose this church because you guys have been my backbone for so long through everything. I'll even speak on about the passing of my grandmother around that time.
Oh, yes.
Y'all were very supportive, and I really, really, really needed that. We needed that as a family. We needed that support, the love and courage
praise
that you guys
God.
Gave us.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, isn't it wonderful? Yes.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it's so important to see you guys together like this, but I know, did you get your love for singing from your dad? Because I know he's got a great voice.
I mean, I'm telling you what.
He does those rocking gospel kind of
things.
Did you do Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus?
Start dancing right here. That is one of my favorites as well. Yeah. And y'all do it so well.
Do y'all sing at home, or did you get your love for singing from your dad? How did that all happen?
Jayla, I can remember at 3 years old, when Dream Girls came out, Jayla used to sing Dream Girls at 3 years old.
That's
and
awesome.
At the time, I was in ministry. I was a worship leader at the former church, and Jayla would come and be there, and she liked the singing. So we had her join the children's choir at a young age. So she started singing and stuff like that, and she couldn't wait to be in the youth ministry, not knowing that God would transition us, because where I was at, I was the youth minister for like 9 years, and I was the youth choir director, and Jayla was like, I can't wait, I'm a tween, mm-hmm. not knowing that God was transitioning us to Covenant Church. Mm. So when we came here, it was like, okay, here you go, Jayla. God said, I have something different for you. Mm. And it just exploded. I mean, everything exploded for the singing, the talent, ability, able to grow in ministry. And Jayla she just took her. I remember I had bought her a keyboard.
Okay.
And she had
I saw her playing the keyboard.
Yeah. That's good.
I had bought her a keyboard probably when she was 7 or 8, and she never touched it. Mm. But when we moved out here, she started playing the flute and learning by ear. And one day she just came home and started playing the piano by ear.
That's an
anointing. So I know God has gifted her.
Oh, definitely.
So it was all in her, the gift that she have. And it just exploded once she joined the youth ministry here at Covenant Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I love so much about this church and the youth ministry. The leaders always tap into the talent. They recognize it. Like you said, the leader saw that in you. and said, we're going to, instead of saying, you have to wait, you're not 18 yet, or you have to stop and you got to go through this, they saw it and they lifted you up and gave you that encouragement to move forward. And that's what we love to do here at Covenant Church, is see that talent and ignite it, you know, with the Word of God.
We all need people in our lives that'll speak to our vision.
Yes.
You know, that'll speak, you know, sometimes vision and dreams are dormant for a while and you have this big old dream and then all of a sudden things are not going the way you thought it would. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the Spirit and you're led by the Holy Spirit and you let a child lead you, or whatever, God can, and you're sensitive though. Yes. You were sensitive to that because you could have rejected it. But as parents, you prayed and sought the Lord, and both of your whole family is such an important part of the church. We value you. And like you still work with the youth, even though Jayla's moved on and she's no longer part of the youth because she's in college, right?
Yeah.
And you're majoring in what?
Vocal performance.
Vocal performance.
Yes.
Wow.
That is, to me, is just awesome because we need godly. You want to be a singing instructor, correct? Is that something you want to do?
Yes, I would love to. Honestly, that wasn't my first choice, but I've noticed God has been leading me into that era.
Yes.
I really want to be a musical artist, like a Christian artist.
Oh, you already are, girl.
Yeah.
Don't you have a CD or something that you
I have a single out. It's called Faithful. I really loved creating and producing that song.
Can we put that link up there?
I believe it's Spotify, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's on all platforms.
All platforms, yes.
They don't
beautiful
hear
song.
That.
Yeah. Y'all go check it out, okay?
Support the girl.
Yeah, watch the rest of this, then go check it out. And you write your own music, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Man, that's a gifting. Yeah. So a Christian artist, and then to be able to instruct, do you want to do younger children to sing? Or is there any preference you have there?
I would love to coach everyone, anyone. Yeah. I believe anyone who wants to just sing for fun or have that as a profession, they should have a coach.
Yeah.
Because when I started singing, I would have on and off, like, voice coaching. But once I got to college, I get voice coaching every week, and I fell in love with it. And I was like, I want to do this for other people. I want to give back what was given to me.
Because you see the value in it.
Yes.
That's what happened. See, I didn't have a voice coach.
Miss Kathy, you got one right here. Hey. Yeah. It's never too late for a dream.
I can't wait till you graduate.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to let you do it. Y'all going to sing. You have to have an audience, right?
Yeah. There you
I'll
go.
I'll be in the audience.
But everybody serves a purpose, Miss Kathy. Yeah. It's just to be able to look at you both, to worship together as a father and daughter. And you actually put singing on the back burner as well for a little while because you were focused on kind of pouring into Jayla's dream.
Yes.
So when did you decide, it's time for me to get back up on the platform?
So when I first came, I was doing so much in my previous ministry. I was like, you know what? Thank you, God. I'm just about to take a break, you know.
Yeah.
So I said,
so
I'm going to help out. I will help out with Pastor Jonathan as a leader with the youth. And I just started helping out. And they asked me to go to the Believers Southwest Convention. Mm-hmm. And on that convention, God was speaking to me and he was saying, hey, it's time for you to get off your butt and go back to work. You've been sitting down too long. He said, it's time to go to work. And at that time, God just showed me, hey, it's time to get back in ministry with soul winning and leadership with the youth, as well as singing and worshiping him with some of the things that I love to do. And at that time, I believe Jayla also received the gift of the Holy Spirit on that trip.
That's
with the
beautiful
evidence of speaking in tongues, and all the youth was on fire at the Believers Convention.
That first time they went. I remember sometimes the dates are not working with school start, but this year again, our youth are going. I think they have a group of them that are going back to the Southwest Believers Convention. That's always a lot of fun.
Man, it's so great that you can just go there and get poured into, and your vision was reignited there. And to me, there's something about us gathering together, like you were talking about Covenant Church, gathering together, believing together, pouring into each other. I know, Jayla, you've ministered to me so many times, even though you're younger, but you've always encouraged me, and I just thank you for that, both of you. Just been such an encouragement to the whole worship team, and like we were mentioning before, through those trialing times, we're always there to pray together. Yes, Pastor Renee, before each service, not a lot of people know this, but we all gather together, the worship team, before each service, and we pray for everything, for the word that's imparted, for the singing, for the technical things, and we just trust the Lord. So it's really a big family, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We love it.
And I know we have our visionary conference coming up. I know you've been part of that at times. You're going to be part of that this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, come on. We have fun. Second line in.
Yes, I loved it. It was so fun.
It is fun. And, you know, it's great because people come. They not everybody can be here, so they watch online. Mm-hmm. It's important for them. To me, it's important for people to see generations.
That's right.
You
that's
know, awesome. We don't want just the worship team filled with old people.
Yeah. Or, even though they're good, but not.
People. Yeah. We want all the generations. Yeah. Because it's such a beautiful example about how God can change someone's heart. Mm-hmm. They give their heart to Him, and it makes all the difference when you know Jesus.
That's right.
And, you know, and on the worship team, I know you know this, it's not about performing.
No. Mm-hmm.
Because people can see through. I can tell when people are there performing mm-hmm. or when they're really worshiping.
Amen. That's
and
right.
Philly, what you, I don't do it there. But I worship on the floor and by myself.
And you know, when you really...
I don't sing solo, I sing low.
When Miss Kathy really gets hyped up, she whistles. That's when I know she loves the worship.
I love it. I love to praise the Lord, but it's so important that you do it from your heart.
Yes.
God recognizes that.
Yes.
The Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people.
Absolutely.
And so you
wonderful.
Know that when you reach that, don't you? I'm sure even on a platform, sometimes you can get caught up with the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're thinking about the sound and how is my outfit or how do I look mm-hmm. or am I going to make my part? Am I going to remember those words? But when you pass beyond that and you kick into that pure worship, there's nothing like it. Isn't that the truth?
That is awesome. Yes.
I mean, whether you have a good voice or a not so good voice.
Yeah.
You know, I often said people, you just got to find your audience because, you know, I used to sing. To the little children that I kept.
I'm sure they loved it.
They loved my voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's why I say you guys just find your audience.
It's so good. It's so good. But going back to being a father too, I know there's many fathers probably watching and they want to learn some godly advice. They see this beautiful relationship and maybe they don't have that with their daughter, with their son. What would you let those men out there know to just encourage them that you can have that godly relationship with your child? If you could just give some insight on that.
And what I would say is, you know, growing up with your children or you're actually looking into the things that they want to become mm-hmm. or what they want to do, mm-hmm. allow them to look at their vision and their goals mm-hmm. and get behind them. Don't try to make them, you know, be a doctor because you want to be a doctor or be a lawyer.
That's
look
true.
And see right. what they want to be. Mm-hmm. Come and get behind them. There's a scripture that says, like a mighty warrior, your child is in your hand like a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. And you point them in the way of the direction that you want them to go. So get behind them and undergird them and support them on their vision of their goals and their dreams. Just don't try to push your goals and your dreams off on them.
That's great.
But find out what they want to become.
Yeah. What makes them happy?
Them.
What are they? Because that's where they'll be drawn to. They often say that if you do something that makes you happy, you'll never work a day in your life or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
it's going to be a joy, like you said. You're finding out now what really makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy singing, but you want to teach others to sing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. One generation teaching another.
Yeah, that's great.
And I know that you're an example to the younger ones in the church that are coming up under you. I know they're watching mm-hmm. you and I know they've connected with you, I'm sure. But God will give you an opportunity to pour into another young person, male or female. But that God, they'll see that you stepped out, and even though you did it afraid sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you did it because you know God was leading you, and it was a joy.
Yeah.
And you learned this from your father.
Sure
the
did.
Great lessons that of having a close father. Not everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially here we are coming up right upon Father's Day, people who don't really have that earthly father, they can have a relationship with their heavenly father.
That's right.
Because God is always near to us. All we have to do is call out to Him and reach out to Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Will come in our lives. And I feel like He's doing that right now to people that are watching.
Yes.
You know, no matter where you are in your life, you may have a good father, but even though you have a good father, everyone needs a relationship with their heavenly father.
Yes.
And when you have a relationship with God, He makes all a vertical relationship is how I say it,
mm-hmm.
with God, then all the other relationships, this on this earthly level, are really come to their fullness, begin to be what they're really called to be. So no matter where you are right now, know that God loves you and He wants to touch your life and strengthen you and give you that beautiful relationship with Him that Jesus came to give us. You know, I often say it on the script, on the program, Chrissy, yeah. that Jesus came so that we might have and enjoy life
yes.
to the full till it overflows. Why? Because God's a wonderful Father. You want, and like you as a father, you want your child to have a wonderful life. That's how our Heavenly Father is. So if you don't yes. know God, you can know Him today. Just ask Him, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I recognize I need a Savior. Come into my life. And I want to receive you and live for you. And if you pray that prayer sincerely with your heart, you are born again.
Amen.
I know. And all
Hallelujah.
Yes. Give us a comment. Let us know that you prayed that prayer with your heart in your own words. You don't have to follow my words exactly, but that prayer is so important. That's the moment that you connect with heaven and your life is changed forever on this earth as well as throughout eternity.
Oh, you're preaching, yes. Pastor.
I know.
That was great what you That's just awesome. Said, that vertical relationship,
yes.
and then everything else falls in line. And that's what you both did. You, from the moment she, even before she was born, you yes. dedicated her life to the Lord, and now look, you're worshiping together. As you continue to connect with your Heavenly Father together, your relationship strengthens. So, I just want to just rejoice.
Y'all
are a dynamite father-daughter combination. This is
Thank
good
you.
Stuff.
Thank
Great
you.
Stuff.
Yeah, I know it. I love it. Thank y'all. Did y'all enjoy it today?
Yes.
No, it wasn't that painful, was it? I mean,
it wasn't that bad. We're fun. We have fun together. Yep. Yeah.
But, you know, knowing the Lord is the most important thing, and I know you're living examples of that,
yes.
and people that are watching today have seen that in place as well. I know the joy of the Lord is the most important thing, and when you let that out, it
yeah.
makes all the difference.
Yeah.
So as a Thank father, you. I congratulate you.
Thank
you. Happy Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day, Mr. Thank Clarence.
You.
You're going to get your daddy a good gift, huh?
Yeah.
You got it planned out? I knew it.
Okay. Of course.
Of
Enjoy
course.
The day. You know, they think they only get one day. They're so good. They share more than one day.
Just like Mother's Day. We
yeah.
said
one
that.
One day.
One day. Really?
It's not enough.
We're going to change
yeah.
that,
But every
maybe.
Day we need to show our fathers. Isn't that true? How much we appreciate them and all the fathers that are out there. We appreciate
yes,
you and happy Father's Day to you if you're watching. I know we have men and women that watch this program all the time. They
yes.
get blessed by it.
Thank
so
you,
it's
Jesus.
A wonderful opportunity to say happy Father's Day to all of you.
Yes,
isn't that great?
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you both for
Thank
coming.
Thank you again
for
being here. We appreciate it. We know that y'all going to have a wonderful Sunday together with your family.
Yeah.
And thank you for watching today, watching Glorious Living. I hope that you'll join me next week for another program right here in Studio C. God bless you.